for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. Order now, acegutters.com.au.
Telstra Frankston. Everything you need for your home and business in one location. Bayside Shopping Centre, Frankston.
On SEN, Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
G'day everybody, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you with us. Wherever you might be around this magnificent country and this beautiful globe. Geez, she's a warm, windy one here in Melbourne today. Robert Murphy, how are you, my friend?
How are you, Andy?
It's a day that makes you want to get out in the park.
Oh.
Enjoy the great park life available to us here in Melbourne.
Are you familiar with park politics, Andy?
Park etiquette. We were talking about this became on air. Hey, we'll get there. Keith Pompey is going to join us in a moment. Works for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I want to go too early here. I'm not going to go too early.
Go.
I think by the end of the year, I'm going to say this after one game. By the end of the year, Ben Simmons will be in the
All NBA first team.
I was going to say the top five players on the planet.
Well, that'd be
NBA first time, NBA first All-Star first time.
Wow.
There's something about him today against Boston, arch rivals, obviously. There's something about him today. There's a look about him. He was outstanding. He was the best player on the court today.
Boston might be in the bottom
25%
of teams
this year. Yeah, that's right. We don't know. It's early. But there was something about him today. Keith Pompey is going to join us. Martin Tyler will join us today. Dennis Gallimberti, 30 years to the day that the campaign to save the Footscray Footy Club.
Great man.
Had success.
He was a key part of all that.
Or was he? Was he
great,
what?
Great Bulldogs man, Dennis.
Footy TV recast as well. So it's
Footy
normally,
TV recast.
It's normally cast, movie cast, recast, cast. But we're going to do TV. We're going to drift into TV tonight. We need some early help. We'll open the lines up a little on occasions here
this
and occasions
there. For a while. This is big.
This could run over several days. What are we looking at today?
The Simpsons.
This is going to be hard work.
The Simpsons.
It's going to be very, very hard work. But before any of that, it's a beautiful day and people are out in parks everywhere.
Yep.
So it's time to just sort out a bit of, just to refresh what is acceptable and unacceptable park etiquette because you and I have both had issues today in parks.
Yes.
Tell me yours.
So I was throwing the tennis ball for my dog and my mate's dog, two Kelpies, working dogs. They need to run around. Yep. So I had the tennis ball flinger.
Yep.
So the dogs are just flying up and back and they bring the ball back and I throw it again. So I'm standing there for a good 20 minutes and then I throw the ball out and a woman starts, she's sort of coming from out of sight. She's running through with headphones in and completely oblivious to the world as we know. Anyone with headphones on.
Yep. No, they're
oblivious to the rest
of the
world.
I don't care about
anyone
else.
I don't care. So as she's sort of running through the line, the dogs kind of run right up past her. They don't do anything. They don't sort of
don't even know that she's there.
They don't even nip at her feet.
Not even interested in it, right?
She turns around, shoots me this big look. Get him away from me.
So it's an off-lead park?
No, that was my one little... But it's not a running track either.
I don't even hate myself for asking that question.
Because I was about to offer that up. So I hand up. Okay, so
I want to go with you, but...
all cards on the table. Yeah. So I'm giving.
Fair enough. Yep. Full declaration.
Empty park.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
So she's
going, get him away from me. So I yell back, it's a park. And then it's all over.
Was there anything else?
No, she had the headphones on. So
she was off.
She didn't even hear me.
Righto.
I assume.
Okay. So if you're
listening to our podcast.
Was Bob in the wrong? All right, 1-300-736-736. If you've got any other park etiquette issues you need to bowl up, your issues you want to have us as the arbiters for, we will buy in, but we need you to help us out with our issues. So was Bob in the wrong to have in a quiet park, not designated off-lead area, but there's no one around, no kids, no picnics. It was early in the morning.
Every other time I've been to this park quite a lot, dogs are always off the
lead. Of course, mate. I understand. Early in the morning. No, I'm with you.
Technically,
okay. Okay, so we'll get to that, and I'll give you my proposition in a moment. But Keith Pompey's been good enough to join us. Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philly 76ers, Brett Brown, of course, in our coach team, have got off to a beautiful start today, 107.93. She's a marathon, not a sprint. We understand all of that, but there was something about the 76ers and Ben Simmons in particular that we wanted to get the thoughts of Keith about, and he's been good enough to join us. Keith, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What's the reaction going to be like early? And I know you don't want to get too carried away after one game, but the city of Philadelphia wants this basketball team to be good. How are they going to be reacting to that performance tonight by Ben Simmons?
I mean, everyone's excited. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you after a while, you sort of expect it. You know, like, you know, Ben's an all-star. He's a 6'10 point guard. You know, he's the first overall pick. He's going to make $171 million. So when Ben Simmons stepped up and he played the way he did, you know, it's also one of those things where people are like, okay, he's our guy here, and this is how he's going to play. So, you know, it was a great performance by him, but at the same time, he is an all-star, and they were expecting him to play that way.
Hey Keith, can I ask you? So there's a lot of noise, a lot of conjecture around Ben Simmons and the jump shot. But I'm keen to hear your thoughts. You know, you've got a keen eye. When you watch the 76ers, what do you think they need to develop as a team? So instead of this focus just on Ben's jump shot, what else do they need to round it all out?
You know, it's a tough situation with the whole jump shot thing. Like, you know, I think that, you know, ideally you would like for him to be able to make it occasionally, like take it occasionally. But when you look at Ben Simmons, you know, he's best when he's in the open floor distributing the basketball. I think that if they want to get three-point shooters, then go out and get three-point shooters. Because, you know, at this particular time, you know, you're asking him to do that, and that's what teams want Ben Simmons to do. Like, if you have Ben Simmons, like, launching threes the whole time, then that's taking a ball out of the other guy's hands who can do that. So I think that, you know, if the Sixers want to go out and get someone that can do that, then do it. Now, again, you know, Ben is going to have to occasionally take that shot to make people honest, but he is not Steph Curry. He is not Klay Thompson. You know, he is not one of these type of guys to where – all of a sudden he's going to change his skill set, you know, to basically quiet the critics, so to speak. So I think if the Sixers want a three-point shooter, go out there and get a three-point shooter.
Beautiful.
You know, I think it shouldn't all fall on Ben Simmons.
Talking to Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, we've obviously got a huge focus and interest in him and the coach, Keith. If I was to say to you by the end of the season that Ben Simmons was going to be a first-team All-Star, Is that reaching too high in terms of expectations upon him?
You mean the first? Well, he was. Oh, you mean first team?
Yeah, first team. That, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Like all NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. You know, when you think of that, you know, right now in his development, you know, for him to get that, he would have to beat out like Steph Curry. He would have to beat out, you know, a couple other guys. So I think that, you know, when you do it based on him being a point guard, that might be extremely high expectations at this particular time in his career. But, you know, if you're saying like 3 years down the road, I think that how people are saying, okay, he scored 24 points tonight, you know, hey, that's what we expect of him. And I think it's going to be that way in regards to him making first team All-NBA in a couple of years. But right now, you know, there are guys like, you know, Steph Curry, James Harden, guys who, you know, can just do a little bit more than Ben can in his maturation as a basketball player.
Keith, it's only early in the season, we know that, but do you see any discernible difference in the 76ers, the way they move the ball or the way they set up this season? Has Brett Brown got them doing anything different to what you saw last season?
Yeah, you know, right now defensively, like, okay, for instance, Ben played a good game, but the other guys on the team kind of struggle shooting the ball. But they're so long, they're so athletic, they're so big that they just frustrated the Boston Celtics. And the Boston Celtics, you know, struggled offensively, and that enabled the Sixers to get a double-digit victory. So when you look at it in years past, you know, these are the type of games that the Sixers would lose. You know, you think about it, Joel Embiid picks up his fifth foul early in the fourth quarter, they take them out of the game, and they don't miss a beat. So that's the major difference, you know, with the addition of Al Horford, Josh Richardson, and they just have, you know, they're just a talented team, and deep at the center position.
So Simmons had 24 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds to lead the 76ers to that really emphatic win over Boston tonight. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer has been good enough to join us. Hey, last one before I let you go, Keith. Speaking of the coach who spent a lot of time, you know, down under, of course, Brett Brown. He's been coaching Philly since 2013. How much pressure is on him going into this season?
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of pressure because, you know, when you look at it, and, you know, Brett is going to downplay and say, no, no, there's no pressure. But, you know, right now you have Ben Simmons who's going to make over $170 million, you know, U.S., right? Then you have Al Horford who has $92 million guaranteed. You have Tobias Harris who's making $180 million guaranteed. And then you have Josh Richardson who, you know, is making $11 million a year. So you can't get rid of these guys right now. You just can't if something goes wrong. So if something goes wrong, the person who is going to get the axe will be the coach. And, you know, you're also looking at it as, okay, we paid all these guys this money. We have all the hype in the world. You know, we have three guys who have been all-stars and another one should be an all-star. So when you look at it that way, the pressure is on Brett Brown. I mean, if the Sixers start struggling, everyone's going to say, hey, he can't coach. We have to get rid of him. So the pressure is on him. As much as he wants to downplay it, the pressure is on him this year.
Hey, Keith, you're always really generous with your time when we call you here on SEN over there. We know it's just gone midnight. Your neck of the woods, mate. We really appreciate you staying up to take our call. Thanks for being part of the show. We'll continue to watch these 76ers do their thing. Thanks for being part of it, mate.
All right, thanks for having me.
Good on you. Keith Pompey, who's very generous with his time, just repeating the Sixers defeated. The Celtics 107-93. Ray Sports briefs a bit later on. We'll bring you up to date with all the other NBA scores. Mallow Trimble from Melbourne United going to join us a bit later on. Bob, to say that a nerve has been touched with park etiquette and you letting your dog off the lead is a gross understatement. Poor form to allow a dog off a leash, to ambush an unsuspecting civilian. Some of us have been victim to dog attacks before and find it quite distressing. And don't come at me with "it wouldn't hurt a fly." It doesn't matter. Be responsible. Bob was definitely not in the wrong. Sorry, Bob, it's a Park Murphy. Wrong on this one. All clear, Bob. Stuff her. Sorry, Bob. Dogs on leads unless specifically signed otherwise. I avoid dog parks for that reason. Sorry, Bob. You're in the wrong. Dogs must be with lead on. Council's not going to fine her for running with her headphones on, Bob. Just saying, says Andrew Imbronia. Yeah. There are contributions coming through thick and fast off the old speckle
text
machine.
I like it because I'm not claiming total innocence.
No, that's true.
I know that there's, you know, in the technicality, I'd probably come unstuck, but meet me halfway here.
I think the only problem is that, the problem is that there are bad, irresponsible dog owners who unfortunately bring those who are responsible with kind-natured dogs, they bring the rest of us down. Hey, Ben Simmons is the Bendix Brakes big moment of the day. Bendix Brakes are designed in Australia to meet Australian conditions. Fit Bendix Brakes with confidence. We know it's a long season ahead. Von is in Mitcham, wants to buy into this one, the park etiquette situation. We'll take more calls in a moment. Fire away, Von.
Bobby. I love you, mate, but you are so far off the mark on this one. You do not have even a toenail to stand on.
Really?
Because you know what, mate? Parks are for people. And in my municipality, there are 22 off-lead dog parks for people to take their dogs.
Yep.
And when I walk around my local footy ground of a morning with my headphones on, which I'm entitled to do, I'm not on a road,
No, you are entitled.
I do not like that.
That's right.
Yeah, I do not want to be frightened by a dog that all of a sudden comes up around my ankles. And, you know, like a lot of people have said in those text messages, I've had, I was attacked by a dog when I was a kid, so I am a bit scared of them. And, you know, I just think it's so, I hate to say, use this word, matey, but it's arrogant because you think that your dog is wonderful and isn't going to attack anybody, but I don't know that.
I think you made your point loud and clear, my friend.
Yeah,
and
that's strong feedback.
No, we appreciate it. There's no question. There's a very strong streak of arrogance that runs through them.
I'm going to set Huey on the air.
Mark's on the road. Hello, Mark.
How are you, Bob? Don't worry about it, mate. I've got a dog. He licks everyone to death. I won't pick up his poo, and I'll let him go in the park.
No.
He has great time.
No, you got to pick up his poo, mate. You got to pick up the poo, mate.
I'll tell you why I won't pick up his poo.
Why?
Go on.
Are you gonna listen?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, if it's all right, I mean, you're going to say anything we shouldn't be putting
right,
on air, are we?
Hang on. No. It's right, a very scientific explanation. You pick it up, it takes billions of years to decompose. You leave it there, in 6 weeks it's gone.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's gone, Mark, in 6 weeks.
It's on our kids' feet.
It's on their through the house. And wife. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Mark, you pick it up and you put it in the rubbish. I mean, it's simple as that. The parks, the councils provide rubbish bins and dog poo bags all over the joint these days. Just pick up your dog poo, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, don't make a problem in the eyes of some a whole lot worse by letting your dog sit there, back one out in the middle of a park and not go pick it up. I mean, come on. We've got to be better than that, don't we? Righto, more of your park etiquette calls. Well, if you've got any issues in the park, I've got one. I'll bring it up with you afterwards and tell me whether I'm right to stand my ground the way you do.
Careful.
Oh, no, I'll get accused of all sorts of arrogance on the other side of this. If you've got any park etiquette issues that need to be sorted out, 1300 70 736 736.